What's up, bitches? Brain on the net here. Let's record a podcast. So, what the fuck? It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. You survived Monday. The holiday season is here. Everything's kind of wonky. I literally had a discussion with my husband about whether or not we should take a break and regroup over the new year. I'm considering it, but I will say goodbye if I choose to do that. If I choose to do that, I'll make sure I give you some warning. And all the things, meaning I'll have a goodbye episode and I'll see you next fucking year. And I'm not sure why. I just feel like it's something internal. Like, bitch, just kind of take a break. Just take a break. But it hasn't been decided. And here I am. I got really excited because I went down a rabbit hole of something new. So it's like a new discovery for me. I had a great day today. Like I said, all my babies are home. College girls are home. I have a new addition to the family and I am obsessed, literally obsessed. I now have a live camera feed on my cat because I went with my oldest daughter and one of my boys to go watch the new Avatar movie. I recommend it. It was really great. Very different than the first one, but like, I don't even think that it's a story that competes. Like, it's not like they have to top the first story. It was very different and good in its own way. So, I recommend it. I do recommend it. It was a great experience. We did that today. I lost my train of thought because I'm literally watching this cat. But while we're gone, it was a 3-hour movie, and like I'm taking my phone out, hiding it in my scarf, and like watching my kitten on the live cam. And my kids are so amazing because the entire time I was gone, no one left the cat unattended. No one. It was great. He was like 24-hour care, and that made my heart happy because I feel like he's 11 weeks old. He's a little baby. He needs the attention. But today's podcast, we're going to talk about something I just discovered. Have you heard of NLP? NLP, bitches. NLP. Have you heard about neuro-linguistic programming? This is a great study in behavioral science, okay? And it's going to help you change your life. Like, I give you a lot of cool tips and tricks, but I feel like this was just like, why is my phone doing that? I don't know what just happened. My phone was recording me, and then it repeated what I was saying. Anyway, so this is a study. I went down the rabbit hole, bitch. NLP, okay? It's from the 1970s. Okay. This is right after the 60s where everybody was high as fuck. And mushrooms weren't for microdosing. This was like balls to the walls, tripping. Okay. But it combines techniques from neurology, computer science, and linguistics to help people achieve their potential. It's a thing. It's a real fucking thing. And I'm like, holy shit. It's described as a science of excellence in humans, and it involves the modeling, the language structure, and behavior of successful people. That's it. So this is what they say. If you want to be happy, if you want to be successful, you can't go wrong by thinking, talking, and behaving the way a happy, successful person would. Okay. And I really think a lot of people get frustrated because they're like, fake it till you make it is bullshit. Just become that what you are. And I think that's hard. That whole fake it till you make it motto, like, that shit helped me when I was a kid. I mean, I had people telling me that all the time when I spent years in juvie and I was in and out of detention centers and Proctor homes. People were like, just fake it till you make it because I had an attitude. I had a chip on my shoulder. I was frustrated with everything that was happening. And it was hard for me just to kind of adapt to that life. But I think this is kind of where this model of fake it till you make it came from. And I think it is people that really try to understand what it is to take advantage of the law of attraction and to manifest. Because what they say is you have to be everything that you want. That means, like, if you feel like you want to have the bigger house, the better cars, the bigger bank account, then you have to pretend that you're that person. So maybe you're waking up in an apartment that is like a tiny ass studio where, you can see every square inch of your house just sitting on your bed, right? And you're like, this doesn't make sense. I want a huge apartment. I want a huge house, a lot of acres, and a yard full of My cat is on the keyboard. Holy shit. Okay. A house full of kids running around, property, all these things. We want to do all these things. And the law of attraction says you have to be that person now. And so I think a lot of us are get so pissed about that fake it till you make it. I get it. There's like some negative, connotation with the statement, but I think that's where this came from. But I'll take you guys down the rabbit hole. So that's where we're going to go today. Okay. That's where we're going to go. So this means if you want to be happy, if you want to be successful, you can't go wrong by thinking, talking, and behaving the way that happy, successful people do. If you find the true happy, successful people, okay? I'm not talking about the fucking fake book marketers and these people that are like, I live the dream life, but they work 24/7, they don't sleep, they're high stress, they're on a bunch of medication because they can't handle the toils of life, and they're just fucking drowning. I'm saying following some real ass people. Real ass people are going to tell you it's messy. Real ass people are going to show up fucked up, broken, just not always having shit figured out. But if you utilize NLP in your speech, you're going to be able to persuade and convince others with greater success too. So that's the thing. Is it really fake it till you make it, or is it embracing your truest, highest potential? And not in a fake way. I think this can be done. This can be done in a messy, real life way. That's the truth. And there's a lot of variants of NLP. So there's a debate between some practitioners that others are doing it wrong. Absolutely, right? Everybody's gonna have some take on what's right or wrong. And bitch, this is new to me. Okay. So we are just like, we're winging it here. We're learning this together. I'm just providing a tool. Okay. There is a debate between some practitioners that others are doing it wrong. Even with the hot debates, though, the basic principles are the same and all agree that it works to make your life more fulfilling. So that's a big fucking deal. If you're looking for some answers, if you're feeling empty and misguided, have no direction, all the things. The two biggest principles of NLP are that the map is not the territory and that both life and mind are systemic processes. What the fuck does that mean, bitch? What does that mean? So let's dive a little deeper and find out what the fuck we're talking about. Okay. So when I say the map is not the territory, this means that as people, we have no way to actually understand reality. Instead, we understand our perceptions of that reality, and those perceptions may be flawed. That's a fact. We use our senses to create a map of what we believe is there. These maps are what determine our behavior, not reality itself. If your map is skewed, you're going to behave in ways that are skewed too. You're fucked. Life and mind are systemic processes. This means that the things going on inside your mind and body and between you and your environment can't be isolated from one another. Trying to do so won't result in success. Every NLP technique you encounter is based on these principles. These NLP techniques that I'm going to share with you can help us understand how our brains work, how we store information, and how to change our behaviors to ones that are more desirable. You guys, I am obsessed with Harold. If you have not yet seen my introduction of him, you can check out my Facebook page. He is the cutest little shit I've ever met in my life. And he's very attention oriented. So we had a little pause in our podcast and we appreciate your patience. He's up here snuggling. You probably could hear his little motor running of just, he purrs a lot. He purrs a lot. So we're talking about NLP and I want to talk about some specific ways that I read that it can help you. Okay. NLP, bitch. All right, so let's jump into specific ways. Your career. And hi, baby. You want to say hi? You want to say hi? He's very interested in my microphone right now. NLP can help you be more effective in your career. It could build your skills in your teamwork, personal development, coaching, leadership, sales, Productivity. No matter what it is, if there's a potential for growth and human interaction is present, NLP can help. You can use this to help set and achieve goals, as long as those goals are intelligent, measurable, meaningful, and achievable. No pressure. For example, okay, no program can guarantee you earn $3 million in a month unless you've already got logical means to draw this income. Okay. And this is what frustrates me because you've got a lot of, hi, baby. You have a lot of coaches out there, a lot of business coaches that are like, you can make $3 million a month if you just sign up for my $1 million program, right? Toxic. It's toxic out there. But this method could be the one you use to successfully strengthen your skills and interactions with others. It can change the way you think and speak and motivate you to take appropriate actions to achieve your goals. NLP can help you with your mental health. It helps you overcome that mental and emotional disorder and phobias, everything you're fucking afraid of, bitch. It could bring you a happier and more fulfilling life. So if you're interested in learning how to make a change in your life, I think this is a cool tool that we can kind of research and discover together, because this could be it. NLP involves studying the like successful people. That's what it does. And I'm talking legit success, not the people that are out there faking it till they make it. And this is the steps they take to achieve that success. And this can come from any part of your life, overcoming your fear, learning how to speak with confidence in front of large groups, learning how to have a loving personal relationship. These are all fucking issues that can help if you use the NLP techniques. Investigate the options with this. And I feel like let's fucking jump in. Let's just go down a rabbit hole. So let me try to break this down for you, like in a little easier language. Like I said, this is just a rabbit hole that I went down tonight. So here we are, bitch. Have you ever tried to communicate with someone who didn't speak your language and like they couldn't understand you? So this is like if you went out to a restaurant in a foreign country and think you order something and you get something different. Like, that's the kind of relationship that most of us have with our own fucking brain. Like, you're asking for something, but the language is not connecting to your mind. And we might think we're ordering up, right? We want more money. We want a happy, healthy relationship. We want peace with our family. We want to stick to that diet. But unless that's what's showing up, then something is getting lost in translation. So you're literally wanting something for yourself and for your life. And you're getting something totally different. So you've got a language barrier. That's what's happening. The conscious mind is the goal setter, the unconscious mind is the goal getter. This is what happens. And I know meditation is something that I'm just gonna like cram down your throats forever. You can roll your eyes or whatever, but I'm telling you, this is how you can automatically connect that translation so you guys are on the same page. But this is the thing. Like, your unconscious mind is not out to get you. Your brain is not out to get you. So, that voice you're hearing, that's what you've programmed. You're programming that. But if you don't know how to communicate what you really want properly, it's going to keep bringing you, shit. If you could think right now, what is the one thing that you would change in your life? What would you do? What would you do for that change? Whatever it is, you have to realize that your unconscious mind not only does that because it thinks that's what you want, it's going to think every time you're like, ooh, I want to start this new diet, your subconscious is going to be like, oh, you want a whole fucking sleeve of Oreo cookies. And it's just going to do what it thinks you want it to do because you start panicking of like, oh my God, I can't have those cookies, right? You start freaking out. So your subconscious mind is kind of bringing that shit to you. But this is the thing. The truth is, most of us are never really taught how to achieve our own happiness. And I feel like what I'm studying with NLP, this could be something that empowers us with knowledge and the tools to step into the best version of ourselves. That's it. It's like a fucking guidebook for your brain, because that's what's happening. Your brain wants the thing. Hi, baby. This cat is crazy, you guys. I love him so much. And usually we're interrupted by kids, right? The babies are asleep, and I just have this cat monkey flying around my office like a psycho. Like he wants to go to bed. He's very demanding. And he's ready. It's late though. I just went to a 3-hour-long movie. He's like, "What the fuck are you doing? Let's go to bed, mom. Let's go to bed." And he's gonna fuck shit up until I say okay. And it's okay. I'm here for it. Get off of my keyboard, homie. Get off my keyboard. Hi. You wanna come in my pocket? Come on. That's okay. Come on. Okay, so I feel like NLP is like learning how to become fluent in the language of your fucking brain. Okay. And this is where we connect your unconscious voice, that thing that you're programmed to listen to all fucking day. This is how we program it to actually get you to understand what you want out of life. It's excellent communication with yourself and with other people. And that's it. It's an attitude, a methodology of knowing how to achieve your goals and get the results. So there's actually some classes here, some trainings, and I'm going to go ahead and dive into them just so I could share more of this with you guys. But I'm pretty excited because it is definitely, we're all missing, hi, baby. We're all missing that connection. Like we have that voice inside of us. We think, you know, this voice hates us because every time we want to do something, here it is telling us that we're doing the wrong thing and our communication is just squirrely. And I think maybe this is something that could really truly help you guys dive into what it is you need to actually put into action everything that you're trying to do. So it's going to connect, you know, what you want to do with what you're willing to do to get it, right? Instead of like sabotaging yourself and doing all the things, you're going to say, okay, this is how I get there. And then you stop with that internal hate, the internal voice, all the things. Baby, you can't walk on my computer. I love you, but no, you cannot walk on my computer. But yeah, that's it. I just wanted to share that with you guys, thinking this could be a new tool for you. Who knows? I might hate it. I might really dive into this and be like, this is insane. It's crazy. But in the moment, it makes sense. So let's check it out. NLP, you guys do some research. Let me know what you think if we want to talk more about this or if we're just like, fuck it, that's weird. All the things. Like we can train our subconscious alone. We don't need another tactic or a tool. It's literally just another tool, right? What works for one doesn't always work for everybody else. So let's dive into that. And bitch, enjoy your fucking day. I'm just getting off of here because I want to go snuggle this baby. It's already like 1 in the morning. I'm done. I am done. So I'll let you guys know. I'll let you know if we're gonna take a break on the podcast and just kind of do like a whole relaunch session and all the things. Get off of my keyboard, homie. What is he doing? Okay. I'll keep you guys posted. This is worse than the kids, isn't it? It's so much worse, but I'm so much happier. I could tell you that. Like he's so fucking cute. I don't care. I just want to love on him. So thank you guys. Make sure you tune into Listen Bitch Facebook group. That's where I have all of the, you know, daily journal prompts and questions for you to ask yourself to just kind of get your mindset moving in the right direction. I am doing the affirmations on TikTok. Make sure you follow me there. Those are getting posted 5 days a week as well. So I love you guys. Have a great fucking Tuesday. It is almost the holiday season. And I don't know. I'm not sure what we're going to do over the next few weeks. I do have some listener-based episodes I want to go ahead and touch on before we do anything else, before we make decisions. But I'm thinking maybe just a little step away so we could refresh and relaunch. My husband's like, what is relaunch? Apparently, he's never been in marketing. Never. And I feel like it would just be good. It'd be good for me. It'd be good for all of us just to take a breather. You never know what you have till it's gone, right? That's what I tell people. You never know. Maybe you bitches will appreciate me more and you're going to be like, fuck yes, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and share the fuck out of this and I'm going to share it with everyone I know. I'm going to subscribe, never miss an episode. And all the things. You never know. You never know. But we'll see what happens. I love you guys. Have a great fucking day.